Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneckinize, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Hey, this is Dave with Redneckinize Radio coming at you. We're here live Sunday, 7 o'clock Eastern Time. You can call in 516-387-1733. And don't forget to check out our website, redneckinize.com. We'd like to thank one of our great sponsors, and that's DPF Regeneration. And those guys will, you know, they're the ones that do all the DPF, like particulate filter cleaning and the supplies and parts and all that stuff you need for all of those, like the SCR units and catalyst mufflers, EGR coolers, all that kind of good stuff that you need for those special type of engines that, you know, we don't like to talk about too much. But you know what? They know it all about that stuff, and you can give them a call at 800-634-3010 or check them out at dpfregeneration.com. And when you talk to them, tell them you appreciate them supporting Redneck and Ice, because we really do appreciate them. You know, this week hadn't been too much going on. We got vaccine mandate is hurting a lot of truck drivers, but not here in the U.S., but we'll talk about a little bit going on in other places. Thank God we're Americans, right? God bless America, all that kind of good stuff. And we're talking about it here. There's electric trucks are being produced ahead of all the regular trucks. Like they're not wanting to produce as many other trucks because the electrical trucks are taking precedent. The orders are being filled faster. So we'll take a look at that. There's an article on FreightWaves.com about that stuff. And then it says the feds are trying to fast track the issue of the younger drivers under 21. So they're trying to get that going to get the driver shortage crisis. So that's kind of funny. And there's an article about that. That's also in Freight Waves. There is a pretty cool video that I'd like to check out on CDLlife.com. We'll look at that too. But here, we're just talking on the road, taking your calls, you know, talking about life on the road. And we're getting ready for the truck show. Don't forget Match 2022 coming out. That's the one where, you know, in Louisville, Kentucky, we're planning on being there. You can register, pre-register now. It's much, much easier. Truckingshow.com. Go truckingshow.com. Check that out. And that's the place to be. We're going to be there. We're going to have a booth. And, of course, we're always in the parking lot, like always. But we're also going to have a booth, booth 74108. And that's out there in the pavilion over there by the food court. If you guys have been there before, you know what I'm talking about, where the West Wing side, the food court over there. You know, it's kind of like looks like a warehouse area. You know, it's not the fancy part. It's the other part. But the food court's always over there, and it's a lot of fun. So we'll check that out and see what's going on that kind of stuff. But other than that, we're just kicking back here, rolling along. And let's see. We were picking out a bunch of cool songs to listen to and that kind of stuff. And you never know what's going on about that. But what do you call? We're just going to keep on going because this is Redneck and Eyes Radio, and we're just out here talking about truck driving and things on the road and everything. And like I said, just make sure you check us out at redneckandeyes.com. You got links to all of our media accounts. Please go subscribe to our YouTube channel. We really do appreciate that, everybody doing that for us. And like I said, trucking right along here. Let's get going.
Just let me know if you're going to go to that We got a lot of nice girls.
I'm all down right now, but now I
This week's episode is sponsored by LTR Transportation. Come be part of a great carrier celebrating a new year with new trucks and new growth. Check them out at ltrtransportation.com or give them a call at 720-277-0030. Thank you, LTR, for being supporter of Redneckinize. Redneckinize, common sense solutions for an uncommon world.
Hey, this is Ed with Redneck and Eyes Radio coming at you. We're here live here, 7 o'clock Eastern Time, Sundays, getting ready for the truck show. Make sure you guys go check that out. It's truckingshow.com is where you can get all the information on the Mid-America Trucking Show, and that's going to be March 24th through the 26th in Louisville, Kentucky. That's the biggest show of the year, and it's been canceled the last 2 years, So we're getting excited about it. We're really excited about it. This year, we're going to have a booth this year. That's different. We've never done that before. So we're having a booth in the pavilion area over by the food court. It's going to be booth 74108. We're really excited about it. It's the first time we've ever done this where we're going to actually have a booth there. And we can't wait to get that kicked off. We should be in the parking lot like normal. We're still working on all the bells and whistles on that stuff. But, you know, like anybody that doesn't know, we go out there to the parking lot, and this is the Cardinal Stadium parking lot. They used to call it Papa John's, but I think the CEO of Papa John's pissed a lot of people off, so they changed the name of it and everything. That get woke, go broke kind of thing. But anyway, it's the Cardinal Stadium, the University of Louisville Cardinals. That's the football stadium. Right there. And if everybody's been there before, they know what I'm talking about. But if you've never been, you got to look it up. And it's kind of Google Earth is kind of the best way to look at it. If you pull it up on there, you can see where the truck show is going to be. And that's at the Kentucky Convention Center, fairgrounds or whatever you call it. They've got a lot of area over there. They've got baseball field and like a rodeo stadium kind of thing. And then it's a basketball court and just a lot of big area to have a big trade show. So a few miles away, probably about a mile and a half away, is over by the stadium. There's a huge parking lot. And what they do is they have that parking lot for trucks. So, and also I want to be specific. When they say truck parking provided for free, that's what they're talking about. Now, they'll let you bring a big truck into where the convention center is. They'll let you do that. They'll let you bring the truck to the convention center. But they won't let you. What they won't let you do is they won't let you park there for free. So if you want to park for free, what you need to do is you need to come over to where we're going to be at, and that's going to be the Cardinal Stadium parking lot. That's the free parking. You can get there. Should be able to access about 9 o'clock Wednesday morning. Plan on if you do show up, you want to show up early, and you want to show up and plan on staying the whole time. A lot of people, if you plan on wanting to leave out, let's say you're going to get there Wednesday evening or even Thursday morning possibly, and you want to leave out, say, you know, Saturday morning or Friday night or whatever, make sure you let them know. There's going to be security there. Make sure you let them know because they'll tell you where to park to where you can get out. Because if you just go in there and park as close as you can to where everything's going on, then you're not going to get out. It's not going to happen. So what you got to do is you want to be able to let them know, but plan on staying the whole time. I tell you what, you cannot see the show in just 1 or 2 days. You need the whole 3 days to see the whole show. If you want to see the whole show, you need to be there the whole 3 days. That's what you need to do. And of course, we're going to be there the whole time. what we usually do in the parking lot is for the last, I'd say, well, especially for the last 5 years, but we've been there since 2012. But for the last 5 years, we've really been setting the tone there for we set up a tent. We've got generators and we've got, you know, the way to keep food hot. So we have food prepared. We've got electricity for heat, for lights and everything. So when you kind of set up there, we can kind of get in the tent. And if it gets a little too cold, we can, you know, close it all off and got some heat going, especially if a lot of people are in there. And we've got electricity. So sometimes we've got, you know, music playing. We've even got live music a lot of times. And what we hope for is good weather. That way we can hopefully have an area where we can all be outside enjoying the live music and everything. And that's a lot of fun. And we've done that now the last 2 years, and have had live music at our tents. And of course there's a lot of stuff going on at the show during the day, but at nighttime, not too much. There is a concert. They haven't announced who's going to be at the concert. Supposedly on Friday night, there's going to be a concert there, somewhere. They haven't announced anything yet, details, but that'll come. We'll see it. And when they announce it, we'll make sure we tell y'all here on the Redneck and Eyes Radio. And of course our Facebook page and website, redneckandeyes.com. We'll let everybody know now that. And we're really excited about it. This is our bread and butter. You know, this is why we're here, is providing a great experience to create that great brotherhood of trucking that used to be, where you can come out and hang out and, you know, consort with people like-minded like yourself that, you know, love trucking and want to make trucking better and want to keep it, you know, how it is, just a great experience for an individual, want to make money, you know, get out there on the road and the adventures. That's what we want. So yeah, keep us in mind when you're thinking about all that. And if you got any questions or any kind of concerns, you know, like I said, truckingshow.com is where you can go. Make sure you pre-register, because that's the best way to do it. But also you can see, you know, you can get with us and we can try to explain it the best we can of what's going on. And of course, right here, you know, Redneck and Eyes Radio, 516-387-1733. So one of the great sponsors we got is LTR Transportation. Those guys, that's a great little outfit out of Denver, Colorado. Load to Ride Transportation, LTR Transportation. You can check them out at ltrtransportation.com. And, you know, they got a pretty cool outfit. They got all that stuff. If you're a driver looking to stay busy, you know, and you live mainly and probably in the Colorado area, but I don't know, all over, because, you know, they do everything. They do expedited. They do hazmat. They do the temperature control. They even got ways to do special handling and warehousing and all that stuff. So, you know, they're definitely getting into all that stuff, and they're not that big of a company as far as you know about big companies, you know. I mean, if you never heard of them, they can't be that big, right? But it's LTR Transportation, Load to Ride Transportation, ltrtransportation.com, and you can give them a call at 720-277-0030. And when you talk to them, make sure you tell them that you appreciate them supporting Redneck and Eyes, because we really do appreciate them. So there was a cool thing I saw. It was the top search, because, you know, it's so funny. It was the top search item on Google. And of course, it'll scare you, right? It'll scare you, because it says headline. The headline is vaccine mandate for truckers could lead to mass layoffs and supply chain issues. Holy crap. What the hell's going on here? Because we thought we were all in the good. We last time we heard, you know, the courts were saying, hey, Biden, you can't mandate an employer mandated vaccine or anything like that. And that's what we heard. We thought it ain't no big deal. And it was so funny because it's the top one, and then there's a picture, but the picture, I don't recognize any, there's a picture. It's got a yellow truck, you know, yellow freight, right? But it's got others that I've never heard of. And then you just keep scrolling down and it says, you're getting into some very critical areas of disruption of services, says Trucking Association. Oh, crap. What's going on, right? It says the trucking industry says cross-border supplies will slow down even more if a vaccine mandate for truckers goes through. As of January 15th, new federal rules mandate that truck drivers returning from the U.S. would have to quarantine if they're not vaccinated. This is Canada. Canada is saying that their rules will require any driver that's, in, I guess, coming in or that's returning from the U.S. that are Canadian, or even I'm assuming even drivers that are American or U.S. going into Canada to deliver, they say they either have to quarantine or be vaccinated. A similar mandate has scheduled for January 22nd for drivers heading into the U.S. So that's the whole thing here. And it says the president, let's see, Mike Millen, the president of the Private Motor Truck Council of Canada in Milton, Ontario, says that supply chain slowdowns being experienced now will only get worse. Says while we're trying to protect the public's health and safety by mandating a vaccine, we would be harming the public's health and safety if we're mandating 20% of the workforce to be gone when we already have a shortage of that workforce, Millen said. And of course, we are, you know, this is what happens when you've got I don't know, what's it come down to? What's it come down to? I guess what we're just saying here is that all of these politicians, all of these policymakers are getting some kind of feed under the table from the big pharma guys, you know, from the pharmaceutical manufacturers, because that's what it is. I mean, it's free. We'll get a vaccine. It's free. It's not free. Somebody's paying for it. Somebody's getting rich off of it. They wouldn't be mandating it if it was, you know, I guarantee it. If there was a real issue and let's say that there was a disease out there and the cure was everybody has to drink, you know, or let's just say everybody has to make sure that they breathe 67 times, you know, in order for you to, you know, it's just something crazy like that that wouldn't cost anybody any money. You know, the only way to cure something is if it costs money, you know, because right now we know what cures a lot of things. You know what cures lung cancer? Don't smoke. You know what cures heart disease? Eat healthy and exercise. You know, but they don't mandate that stuff. I mean, if they mandated that stuff, a lot of people would be alive that weren't. But they don't, because guess what? There's no money to be made off of that. So, you know, this here, I don't get it. But even the policymakers are agreeing. I mean, they're agreeing that, hey, we're going to have this mandate, and yes, some people lose their job because they're not willing to get vaccinated. And I mean, they're kind of okay with it, especially in Canada. You know, they don't care if people work. But yeah, this is from CBC.com in Canada, you know, news. And it's a funny, just a funny read, because you sometimes when you read it, you're thinking, you know, United States. Oh yeah, this is not United States. It's not as crazy as it sounds if you're in Canada. So yeah. But yeah, we can check that out. I think we'll give that on our Facebook page and get everybody a look at that and see what they think. You know, like I said, if you want a good laugh and just be thankful that you live in the United States, you know, that's all I can tell you. It's a cool little deal to imagine that if you live somewhere else where they would force it on everybody else, that it would that it would go down like it's going down in Canada. I mean, I feel sorry for those guys, you know. But that's how it is. But yeah, so that's pretty much what we talk about is just stuff going on in the trucking industry, and of course everything that's going on out there with the truck show, getting ready for that. Like I said, and we've got our YouTube channel coming out. We've been releasing a lot of videos lately, just making sure everybody's aware of what's going on with the truck show coming up. It's March 24th. To the 26th, Louisville, Kentucky. Start planning now. I tell you what, it's one of those things where a lot of truckers, they miss out because they don't plan, you know, and just plan, you know. There's drivers all over the country, that's their year, that's their vacation. You know, they take off and they're there for the whole week. They get there on Tuesday night. You can get to the parking lot Wednesday morning. So kind of like, you know, be on the outskirts of town on Tuesday night, and then on Wednesday morning, just come on in and you should be able to get a good parking spot and the free parking over there at the Cardinal Stadium. And you should have already your credentials in the mail. If you pre-register now, you get your credentials in the mail. If not, it's okay. You come in and just punch up your name, and since you've already registered, it comes up on the computer and they print them out and you're all good. But if you don't pre-register, then sometimes they make you buy a ticket. And if not, you got to stand in line and fill all your paperwork out, and you got to stand there while the person enters it into the computer. And you know how silly that can be, right? So just do it online. It's much faster, much easier. And like I said, you'll have it in your hand Thursday morning. Well, I would say the show, I think, doesn't start till like noon or 11 o'clock on Thursday. But Thursday morning, if you're in the parking lot, you get up and you hang up some, we'd like to have breakfast. We don't know if we will or not, because that's something we don't usually do. But a lot of times there's a place you can get some coffee, maybe some donuts. TA always sets up there. They'll have a tent with the TA. It's funny, they should have, like they do every year, showers there. They bring in a trailer that has showers in it, so they do that. And that's pretty fun. But other than that, they should have something going on to that effect where they can, let you use the shower. You got to sign up. You got to be their road club, Road King member or whatever. And then you pay, I think, like $5 or $10 for a shower. Even though you're a club member, you still got to pay because it's expensive. They bring a tanker full of water. They heat it up. They run it into those showers there, the trailer, and it's all, like a drainage system, everything set up there. And, it's pretty fun. But a lot of times what they mainly do is they'll bring their service trucks. And although we don't think it's fair that they get to throw wrenches around, but we can't. But a lot of times they'll set an area off where they're trying to sell tires and stuff. But if you got something you need to do to your truck, don't be working on it. They'll yell at you. So we know about that. We'll talk about that later. But other than that, just like I said, we're getting ready for the show. Check us out, redneckandeyes.com. Don't forget to go subscribe to our YouTube channel. We really do appreciate everybody doing that for us and everything. And just rocking along here, having a little fun. It's Redneck and Eyes Radio.
Well, I pulled out of Pittsburgh, rolling down the eastern seaboard. I've got my diesel wound up and she's running like never before. There's a speed zone ahead, but all right, I don't see a cop inside. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got 10 Ford gears and a Georgie overdrive. I'm passing little white lines and my eyes are roving wide. Just past a Jimmy and a white, I've been passing everything in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
We'd like to thank one of our supporters, DPF Regeneration. The folks at DPF Regeneration have always looked out for truckers. Today's technology in big trucks has gotten more and more complicated, especially when it comes to those particulate filters. DPF filters need to be serviced, cleaned, and sometimes replaced, and DPF Regeneration handles it all. They have the knowledge, the network, and the inventory to get what truckers need to stay out on the road making money. Give them a holler at 800-634-3010 or check them out at www.webakem.com. Plain and simple. DPF Regeneration.
Justice was served on the road. When evil was done, that was all that she wrote. But somewhere somebody decided that wasn't right. Now the bad guys run free in the street, while the good guys pay the price. They say people don't kill people, guns and rebel flags do. free. I don't mean to offend you, but I'll always stand up for what's right. And I'll fly that southern red, white, and blue till the day that I die. These days, it's hard to find a line between right and wrong.
Hey, welcome everybody. This is Ed with Rich Bad Radio. We're here live Sunday, 7 o'clock Eastern Time. Call in 516-371-733. And don't forget to go check out our website, redneckandeyes.com. That right there, that's our good friend Dave Gore. It's a great song that he's got. I love it. It's Southern Red, White, and Blue. It's pretty cool. And he should be at the truck show. We're hoping that he's going to be able to make it. And it sounds like he says he is. We're going to try to get him on the radio show here between now and then and see how he's doing. So, so big fans over here of Dave Ford. Have a lot of fun over there. So, one of our great sponsors that we got is that Turner Tools. You get to go check those out at turnertools.com. They also, they're the ones with the app. Go to your app store, wherever you can get your apps, and you look for Trucker Tools. There's that all-in-one app, and they can do where you can look freight and track the freight on there. They also where you can look at truck stops, fuel stops, maintenance, Walmarts, parking, all that kind of stuff. So, but go check them out, and let them know what you think, and they're always trying to make improvements and everything. So, that's probably the best part is that they're always looking to help out the truckers if they can. And that's TruckerTools, TruckerTools.com. And that would be if you do contact them in any way. We appreciate your support for Redneck and Eyes. We really do appreciate them doing what they do. So, one of the cool things that that I saw on here is CDLLife.com. There's a video. And it's a Ford driver who brake checked a trucker is treated to a keeping helping of injustice. Motorist who tried to punish a truck driver for a brake check wound up getting himself into instant karma instead. It says the dash cam clip was captured in France in November of 2021, but you don't need to speak French to enjoy watching the Ford driver get what he deserves after delivering a dangerous brake check to the dash camera. So check out the satisfying video. And it got put on YouTube. Let's see here. And they linked it to the website. Let's see what's going on here. And, yeah, it's just a dash cam, you know. And of course, these European trucks, you know, there's no hood. It's just a cab over. Oh, here he goes. Yeah, there you go. You don't see what's going on the side, but the car is pulling over. And he's getting on the mini. And down a little bit. Oh, yes. And you heard that? Oh, yeah. Two motorcycle cops pulled the car over, like instantly. Like he pulls out and he jumps in front of the big rig and then brake checks him. And you heard the sensor on the truck beep like a collision avoidance. And then as that was happening, two motorcycle cops pull up and turn their lights on and pull the truck over or pull the car over. So and the trucker keeps on going and you can hear him. In his French accent, it's hilarious. but that's always cool and fun, especially when you see it other countries like that, you know. And we'll get that on there. Let me see if I can find out. It says watch on YouTube, but let's see where the link takes us.
The wait is.
No, I don't want that. There you go. And it just says dash cam driving daily. I guess there's a or a YouTube channel. Is what that is, that they put that on there. And CDLLife.com, they got the video linked to their article here. So so we'll put that on our Facebook page. You can check that out. It's pretty interesting. It's always good fun when you see that, when stupid four-wheelers try to do stupid things, but then all of a sudden the cop just shows up and says, no, the trucker wasn't doing anything wrong. You are. Pull over. So that's kind of cool. But let's see. Go back here. Mind that. There we go. There we go. Cool. All right. Well, yeah. So that was pretty cool. And that's the kind of stuff, you know, at the truck show, they sell those, the dash cams. And if you're on the fence about getting one, that's the place to get your questions answered. You know, don't rely on the guy over there at the TA or Loves to know what they're doing. And don't, you know, I mean, you got some stuff on YouTube you can watch or stuff like that. But the best way, I think, is to get the experts over at the truck show. And all those different devices, I think you can get all of your questions answered about that. They're all the people that sell them. And sometimes what you'll do is it's like a store that sells that stuff, and they're doing it. But a lot of times those people, they know what they're talking about. Probably more, you know, at least we know it's more than what the guy TA knows, right? So those places a lot of times it's the manufacturers that have booths there at the truck show where they're, you know, it's the products that they developed that they, you know, a couple of times you go talk to people and it's like, I invented that, you know, that software is my software, you know, that's inside that camera, or this is my design. I'm the engineer who came up with this camera, you know, or whatever. And you wonder, you know, is it going to stick to the window? Does it going to vibrate? Is it going to capture everything? You know, you want to know, is it going to, what, like a lot of times you get a dash cam and you might go cheap and it doesn't spread out, doesn't cover it's not a wide angle. So you don't see a lot, you know, with us in the United States with these hoods, we want to make sure we got a big angle because we want to capture the corners of the hoods and all around it the best we can. There's even places that'll sell you an entire camera system for your truck where they'll install all the cameras on your truck. I mean, you're going to pay for it. You know, I think it's like $5,000 or $10,000, but you get like 9 cameras on the truck and you'll have, you know, the dash cam, you'll have a bumper cam, you'll have 2 side cams, you'll have a, you know, rear cam, and you put them on the trailer, you put them inside the trailer, put them on top of the truck, whatever. They got it all where they can do that for you. And they put like a hard drive inside your tractor where it records everything and keeps it in the hard drive. And then, you know, when you get into a signal, it uploads it to the cloud. You know, it can keep like up to 2 days. That way, if you're out of in the middle of nowhere, it'll always save it and then upload it to the cloud when it gets a good signal, that kind of stuff. I mean, it's, you know, you're paying for all that. It's not anything that's cheap, but, you know, if that's what you're looking for, you know, knock yourself out. So that kind of stuff's pretty cool. And, you know, we always talk about what we talk about a lot. In fact, it's probably a touchy subject, but GPS navigation systems, that's a big deal too. You got all kinds of manufacturers on that. And we here talk about like Rand McNally. You know, they've always made maps. They came out with some pretty decent, GPS devices. And then some of them are crap, you know. So what we try to do is, you know, you try to learn what you can. Rand McNally will actually be there. And what they do is they have technical people there that will, you know, you bring in your Rand McNally and they'll update it for you. And it would just be forewarned that sometimes it's not a good thing. So, you know, we see it all the time where Rand McNally's, you buy them, they're good for 6 months or whatever, and then you update them and then it messes up and you can't figure out how to do it. You take it to them at the truck show, they might update it again and then fix it. But, you know, so if you got one that's working good, you know, I'd be skittish on updating it right off the bat unless, you know, bring it to this. What I would do is you bring it into the show, let them update it. Because what they do is they update it with all the maps and stuff. You know how that works, right? You want to make sure that all the exits are updated. If they move exits, the system has to be updated with that stuff, you know, because they calculate all that. And a lot of times drivers, and it's really, I mean, I hate it because I don't like a driver going off of the GPS, like to the T. You know, I use the GPS as like, okay, exactly what's the best route to take. It's not that I want to know exactly the route to take. I just, okay, give me an idea. You know, if there's different ways to go, which one would the GPS recommend? You know, and then you plug it into a different GPS, let's say on your phone. And like we know Google, it'll map them all out and say, well, this one will take, you know, 12 hours. This one will take 13 hours. This one is shorter. This one's faster. This one has tolls. This one doesn't, you know, that kind of stuff. But really what boils down to is as a driver, you got to make the ultimate decision and it's all on you anyway. So don't, you know, especially new drivers out there, if you're thinking about, you know, well, I have a hard time reading the map. Thank goodness there's GPS. You still need map skills. You know, we shared a meme on our Facebook page and it got a lot of views where nobody's taught how to read a map anymore and you got to do it. But the GPS is like, I just like calculating it. I like the GPS telling me what exit number I need, because a lot of times I don't know the exit number, but I know the exit. So it's like, you know, tell me that way, you know, in advance, that's great, you know, but I'm not going to sit there and say that, you know, it was a half a mile short or half a mile long, you know, where the, it told me to exit now and then the exit's not there because of the construction or whatever. And then, you know, I'm freaking out. I don't, you know, don't freak out. I'm just, I don't care what the GPS says, as long as I know what I'm looking for, you know? So people that freak out over the GPS is being wrong. I mean, you know, hey, you know, I would like to just calculate my time, you know, like a lot of people do. It says you should arrive there at a certain amount of time. I like to see how that calculates and how I'm doing on that. You know, we always like to guess our ETAs and everything and figure those out. So that kind of stuff is always cool to have. But GPS is, I mean, I tell them every time the best GPS I got is my gut, because that's the one telling me, you know, when you're up there trying to find a customer and you're all out somewhere where you've never been and it tells you to turn down a road and you look at that road and it looks like a truck's never been down that road ever before, you know, don't be turned down there. Even the GPS may say so, but that don't mean you do it. And like I said, it's still on you. So, you know, getting those updated might not be the best thing in the world, but you can do that at the truck show. So that's one of those cool things that the truck show does. However, like I said, that's at your own risk. Even though there's technical people there, and even though, you know, they hook it up to their laptop and they're supposed to know what they're doing, you know, sometimes those that I don't know. To me, spending a lot of money on a GPS doesn't seem like a good thing. That's my whole take on that. So, but other than that, I think we're just going to rock and roll out along here. Like I said, don't let's see here. There we go. All right. So, yeah, just rocking along right here. Be sure to go check out our website, redneckandeyes.com. You can call in here, 516-387-1733. We're here every Sunday, 7 o'clock Eastern time for a couple of hours, just kicking back, having lots of fun, talking, and just seeing what's going out there on the road. Like I said, getting ready for the truck show, MATS 2022. You can register for the 2022 truck show. You can register at truckingshow.com and go check that out. And don't forget to go, like I said, check out our website and subscribe to our YouTube channel, if you could, please. That's a great thing that we're doing there. So keep rocking right along here. This is Redneck and Eyes Radio. Everybody's working.
Let me thank Trucker Tools for helping us out and supporting our messages. Trucker Tools is an all-in-one app for truckers and their business. The Trucker Tools app was built from feedback from real drivers and is always being updated to better assist drivers in saving time, running more efficiently, and making more money. Check out their website at truckertools.com. That's Trucker Tools, the app for truckers.
Morning, boss. advertises by dotted lines. I got 100 miles to make it home, but every digit on the dash is slow to change. And the night is as dark as the coffee running through my veins. In this crazy world, I'm thankful every time I make it home. And give credit to the man above for another day. And I'll be glad when I see that crack of dawn, cause the night is as dark as the coffee running through my veins. And the night is as dark as the coffee running through my veins.
We'd like to send a shout out to all these great supporters. They hung in there with us through the beginning, and we couldn't have done it without them. GTS Enterprises, North Liverpool, Ohio. RM Transport of Chandler, out of Chandler, Arizona. CK Hunter Transportation, out of Virginia Beach, Virginia. Peter Ramsey Trucking, out of Mountain Grove, Missouri. Dixon Transportation, out of Sarcoxie, Missouri. Lifetime Nut Covers out of Crystal Lake, Iowa. Iowa 80 Truck Stop out of Walcott, Iowa. SoCal Flashlights out of Los Angeles, California. My Right Load at www.rightload.com. And DPF Regeneration at www.webakem.com. Thank all of you for your support and generosity to Redneckinize.
Everybody, hey, this is Dave with Redneckinize Radio coming at you. We are live here every Sunday evening, 7 o'clock Eastern Time. Just give us a holler at 516-387-1733. Be part of the conversation. And if there's something you want to talk about, something on your mind that we're not talking about here, just give us a call, let us know. And if you plan on being at the show, we'd love to hear from you. What are your plans and what's most important to you about that and everything, let us know. So be sure to check out our website, redneckinize.com. And one of our great sponsors, and that's DPF Regeneration. They have been with us for a while. They're the guys that take care of all of those DPF filter cleaning problems. And you can overnight them the filter. They'll clean it in their, like, really clean lab, you know, environment, and then clean it back and then send it back to you. You know, a lot of times you go to these shops to get your DPF filter clean, your particulate filter clean. It's not clean. You know, their machine is not clean. It's not a clean environment to get something clean at all. I mean, come on now. But so they can take care of that. But they also do, like, the SCR units, EGR coolers, the different catalyst mufflers. They do for all size diesel engines. They're getting into all other parts and everything, and they've got a lot of knowledge. So you give them a holler, dpfregeneration.com, or that's 800-634-3010. And when you talk to them, tell them you appreciate them supporting Redneck and Ice, because we really do appreciate them. So we're just diving into things here. Be sure to go check out our YouTube channel. It's been great for us so far. You know, we started it off the YouTube channel to kind of just help truck drivers spread the word about driving around the big truck. We wanted to make videos to the four-wheelers and say, hey, this is how truck drivers see things, and we want you to kind of change the way you drive to look out for, you know, what truck drivers are doing. And a lot of times, one of our main videos is, you know, just give truck drivers room. You know, when you're out there on the road and you're driving and you're kind of scooting along and you're coming up on a big truck and you're not coming up on them as fast as you'd kind of like to, and they're moving pretty good. You know, sometimes what you'll see is if the truck driver is going up a hill, they might be running slower than normal. And a lot of times when they're going down the hill, they're going much faster than normal. As a four-wheeler, we'd love for you to recognize this. And then if you're still trying to pass them, you know, get on it and get on around that truck driver. Don't linger. You know, that's what we just don't want you to do, linger. And lingering is pretty much just, you know, if it's taking you more than, let's say, 15 to 20 seconds to pass a big truck, you're taking too long. You know, you should be able to do it much, much quicker than that. We, you know, I think I counted one time, and I think the longest that was satisfactory to me was right around 13 or 14 seconds. It's, and that's, you know, anything longer than that, I think it was pretty, you know, it's kind of like, man, come on, get around me, let's go, you know, because there's just a lot of things going on. And the more we've got traffic to the left or right of us, just we don't like it, you know, because if something happens and we lose that ability to maneuver, you know, because we don't want to maneuver, of course, into other vehicles and everything. So the best scenario is you want the truck drivers to stay as far right as possible, and you want all the traffic to pass on the left. That's what you want. That's not always the case because of exits and the exit onlys and things like that, lanes ending, lanes starting, stuff like that. So what you might see is especially where I'm at, I drive the route very regularly. So I know what lanes ending and what lanes are exit only and all that. So I tend to get as far right as I can without having to make sure that I have to change lanes all the time. So I'm where I'm at in Texas along Interstate 35, it's three lanes the whole way, except for certain parts where it might be four or five lanes because of, you know, exits and lane closures and stuff. So I'm in the, you know, like from the left, I'm in the third lane over. So there's two lanes to my left. And normally if we're out, you know, kind of like in between cities where there's not many, you know, exits, I'm in the far right lane. The shoulder is right there on me. And a lot of times, you know, when I do have a lane to my right, it's one of those exit only lanes, or if it's a merge lane to where there's traffic coming in and then there's traffic going off, but they need to be able to merge. Now, a lot of drivers will argue to say that merge lane, there needs to be some kind of a cushion. That's why a lot of trucks, they'll ride in the center lane away from that merge lane so that they don't have to worry about cars coming in or getting off moving slower. And I don't agree with that, because what they'll do, I mean, it's not because I want them to be able to merge, and I'd love to be able to get in the middle lane and just have them merge and get everybody get on, get off as you need. The problem is that four-wheelers will get in that right lane and they'll stay there and they won't get out of the way. And so what we do is to eliminate that problem, stay to the right. Even if you have to drive a little slower, just stay to the right. You know, you might be able to speed up once you get out of the high traffic area, but staying to the right eliminates that concern of a four-wheeler staying there. You know, I'm not going to say that there might be little problems where they'll get on and try to get up under you because they're not paying attention, but at least I know that they're not going to be sitting there the whole time. You know, and I can, you know, I've got a horn, I've got high beams, you know, I can maneuver if I need to, but as long as I've got room to my left and I can see that, I can't see to the right as well. So I can't maneuver that well to the right because I can't see that well on the right. So that's my whole theory about that. And like I said, you can check out, we've got a lot of videos talking about that, turning, trucks turning, four-wheelers can learn about, you know, what trucks are thinking about in intersections when they're turning. The other thing is exiting and entering the on, just like what we were talking about. A lot of cars assume that because they're getting on the highway, that the traffic on the highway needs to yield to them getting on the highway. Or, you know, you should let us in. You need to let us in. That's not the case. No. When you're entering the interstate, you need to be watching out for the cars already on the interstate. Just always remember, the interstate traffic has the right of way. Okay, no matter getting on and off, getting on the highway, getting off the highway, just always remember the interstate traffic that is on the highway has the right of way. So if you are on the service road getting onto the interstate, you need to yield to the interstate traffic. You need to be going as fast as they are, and you need to merge with them in, at their speed, or you need to make sure you got enough room to where once you get out there, you can get up to speed. But it's they have the right of way. You don't getting on the highway. The other thing is if a car on the highway, or truck or whatever, if a vehicle is on the interstate and they're exiting off onto the service road, you're on the service road. You see it all the time. We see it. There's no mistake about it. There's yield signs. It says yield to ramp. So if you're if a truck or a car is on the off ramp, getting off the highway onto the service road, and you are on the service road, you need to yield to those vehicles getting off the highway. So just always remember, the traffic on the interstate has the right of way. And I say that in the video, and we've said it tons and tons of times. And there's you know, and it's all the experts will tell you that. Because, you know, the faster traffic, it's harder to slow down. So we're allowing this traffic to go faster. So we need to yield to that traffic because that traffic is going faster. You know, if the traffic was going the same speed, then we could debate that. But we're telling this traffic over here to go faster. We're telling this traffic on the service road to go slower. So going slower means you can maneuver better, you can apply your brakes better, all that stuff. But we're allowing these people on the interstate to just go, you know. So we need to make sure that they are allowed to go. So just always remember that. But other than that, things are rocking and rolling with us here on that. Like I said, the YouTube channel is growing great. We're loving that. We're also talking about other maintenance issues, and we might discuss a little bit of those later. One of the things I saw on here, and one was on FreightWaves. It says Fed's fast-tracking controversial truck pilot program. But down here on CDLLife.com, it says the FMCSA. So the FMCSA is asking for emergency approval to fast-track under 21 trucker pilot program. And it says the Federal Motor Carrier Safety, FMCSA, is moving forward with a controversial program to create an apprenticeship pilot program to allow 18 to 20-year-old truck drivers to operate interstate amid lingering concerns over supply chain bottlenecks. In a notice published to the Federal Register on Friday, January 7th, the FMCSA requested emergency approval for an information gathering request necessary to begin the under 21 truck driver apprenticeship pilot program. The under 21 apprenticeship program was included in the $1.2 trillion infrastructure investment and Jobs Act signed into law last year. The law required the FMCSA to begin the pilot program within 60 days after the infrastructure investment Jobs Act was signed. So the FMCSA is requesting that the White House Office of Management and Budget approve the request by January 13th. Comments must be submitted within 5 days of publication of the notice of the Federal Register. Once approved, the apprenticeship pilot program would last for 3 years. During the pilot program, apprentices will complete 2 probationary periods during which they may operate in interstate commerce only under the supervision of an experienced driver in the passenger seat. Well, that's kind of silly. And says first probationary period must include at least 120 hours of on-duty time, of which at least 80 hours of the driving time in the commercial motor vehicle. To complete this probation period, the employer must determine competency in interstate, city traffic, rural two-lane, and evening driving, safety awareness, speed and space management, lane control, mirror scanning, says right and left turning, and logging and complying with the rules related to officer service. The second probationary period must include at least 280 hours of on-duty time, including not less than 160 hours of driving, it says, of the commercial vehicle. To complete, the president employer must determine competency in backing, maneuvering, pre-trip inspections, fueling procedures, weighing loads, weighing distribution, and sliding tandems, coupling and uncoupling procedures, and trip planning, truck routes, and map reading navigation permits. I tell you what, there's a lot of truck drivers out there right now that are over 21 that should be going through all this probationary period stuff because they don't know. It says after completion of the second probationary period, the apprenticeship may begin operating commercial motor vehicles in interstate commerce accompanied by an experienced driver. It says trucking companies participating in the pilot program are required to submit crash inspection and safety data to the FMCSA each month. You know, the funny thing about this says, let's keep going here and let's see what they got real quick, because what I was going to say was, it says they've got a link where you can submit a public comment to the pilot program before January 13th. This is Highway Safety Groups has spoken in opposition of the Team Trucker Pilot Program. 28 years ago, a teen trucker making an illegal turn resulted in a violent death of my son. It says a corporal in the United States Marine Corps says it is incomprehensible to me that Congress is advancing legislation allowing 18 to 20-year-olds to get behind the wheel of a massive 18-wheeler in an interstate highway throughout the nation, said Russ Swift, co-chair of the Parents Against Tire Truckers. You know, hey, okay, this is kind of what I was getting to is that the people that are in opposition to this, it's I agree, you know, young drivers, younger than normal, okay, but the problem is that the states allow young drivers to come in and drive. They just can't leave the state. They can only drive in the state. But this pilot program is not really going to help the ones that we already know that are driving, because most of them are running for like family operated businesses. And these businesses are these small businesses. They're not going to be able to do all this apprenticeship program to get there, to allow their son or daughter to be able to drive interstate like that. That's not going to happen. You know, it's only going to benefit the big carriers. So let's bring in our aficionado here and get his take on it. I bet this is Greg. What's going on, bud?
Hey, how's it going this evening?
Oh, man, I'm doing great. Just reading this great article here about the FMCSA doing great things.
Yeah, I was just listening to that. You know, 18, 20-year-olds, you know, I don't know. I'm sorry. I still got a problem with that because I know at 18 years old, I had no business in a truck. I had no business technically in a car at 18 years old because I had no damn sense. I was just plain stupid. I didn't care. You know, it was just, you know, look at me go, you know.
Right.
But where I got the problem is I would much rather see an 18 or a 20-year-old in a truck right now with the proper training to drive as soon as. They take a lot of these morons off the road that can't read, write, and speak English.
That's true.
Get them out of the truck. What is more dangerous? An 18 or 20-year-old that can read, write, and speak the English language to be able to read the signs and be able to you know, to person receivers and to law enforcement, or these assholes out there that has to carry a phone around as a translator or a piece of paper in their pocket and got to write everything down so they can talk to people. Now, I understand it years ago, you had to read, write, speak the English language fluently to get a CDL.
That is an FMCSA rule, right.
Right. And now they're letting anybody and everybody in these trucks, and they're wanting to condone, you know, they're wanting to condemn the 18, 20-year-olds. Right. I don't agree with that yet. I really don't. I don't. I mean, 21 is whatever. But
right.
When you got, you know, you got, and it's not just a few of them out here. It's probably 40 or 50% of the drivers out here now can't speak English.
Right.
You know, and there ain't nothing that irritates me anymore to a bathroom at a truck stop and find one of them with their feet up in the sink, washing their feet in the sink.
Oh,
now,
man.
I'm sorry if people disagree with me. You know, I'm sorry if people disagree with me, but if that's your religion, then fine. Go to the shower. If you got to have water and you got to wash your feet, and if you got to wash your feet because your religion, you know, at a certain time every day, then go into one of the stalls and stick them in the damn toilet. Water's water. But don't wash it in the damn sink in there where guys are washing their hands.
Well, I don't even want to see a guy shaving in the bathroom.
Brushing their teeth and stuff in there.
Brushing teeth and shaving. I don't even see them doing that. Go get a shower.
You know, right. I mean, I don't agree with that. I'm sorry. Now, you're being cruel. No, I'm not being cruel. It's just nonsense.
It's one or the other. It's everybody. Any person that comes to the United States and wants to be a truck driver, they the FMCSA, it says in the rules you're supposed to be able to read and understand English. Now, you said that they're using a phone as translator. I don't even think they're doing that. I think they're just going off of somebody telling them directions. You know,
no,
and then
I've seen them. I mean, they come in the middle of the right now. I've seen them come in there all the time. And people ask them, shippers will ask them, you know, well, what are you picking up? And they sit there and look at them like they got that deer in the headlight look. And then they turn the phone around and they point at the phone. And they got to read the damn phone and get their pickup information off of there because dispatch has, you know, texted their information or emailed their information to them and they got to show them the phone because they can't speak to them.
I mean, I see them all the time. You know, they just go in with – they go into the shipper or receiver. They go in whoever they – well, especially picking up a load because you don't have any – all you've got is the pickup numbers or information that you have. And a lot of times it's written down by somebody else, and they have it in their hand, and they just say, here, this. And they just give it – they give that entire piece of paper to the person behind the counter there. And, yeah, I mean, I don't think it's right. I just don't think that there's that many of them using any kind of translation. I just think they're out there winging it. Because when they stop and get fuel, they're just winging it. They're just like, you know, they give them a card, and they go to a Love's and they just say, here, I want fuel. Give me and the guy has to say, we don't take this card. This card is not, you can't use this card here. And the guy's like, what are you talking about? You know, he doesn't understand because he doesn't understand English. And then you're trying to explain to him, you cannot use this card. This is no good, no fuel here. And they don't understand. They think that there's a diesel pump. I got a card to buy diesel. You should be. And they said, no, not with this card. A guy did that the other day where I was stopped for my break. And the driver went in there to get fuel. And the guy behind the counter just didn't even check to see what kind of card it was and just turned the fuel pump on for him without getting it certified or okayed yet. And then come to find out, he done pumped diesel. But his card ain't accepted at that truck stop. So now he's got to pay for diesel that he don't know how to pay for because the card that he's trying to use, they don't take. And the guy, you know, like I said, English is not his first language. And he had a little bit of English, but it wasn't very good. And, of course, it was the guy behind the counter's fault, main fault. But then when he tries to explain that, yeah, I messed up, but your card's no good. And the guy's like, what are you talking about? You know, and they don't know. They can't, you know. But other than that, it's the signs. We know that.
I went to a place the other day. I walked into load, into a shipper, to pick up a load. And I'm believing it was up in, I want to say Ohio. I'm not sure. It was Ohio or Kentucky. Nobody in that place spoke English.
Right.
It was all Chinese. Automotive, but, you know, parts that they make, you know, insulation panels and stuff. I walked in there and in the shipping dock and the guy, they was probably four or five of them walking around. Finally, one of them walked over where I was at, and he stood there and looked at me. I told him, there to pick up, you know, a load where I was picking it, you know, where I was supposed to be delivering it to. Tried to give him the pickup number. He looked at me, and he started giving me hand language. One, two, three. I said, no. And I even took it on my phone where it was texted on my phone, all the pickup information. And I showed him. And he looked at it, and he just held his hands up and shook his head like, I don't understand it. I can't. All right, what do you do? You know, so I'm thinking, okay. So he held his finger up. I'll be back. That's all he could say. I'll be back. He took that on the forklift, took off. So he goes down to the plant, comes back a little bit longer. Here comes another one with him. Same way.
Yeah.
He couldn't speak English either. And they kept, so finally they get, this lady calls his cell phone, you know, and she's got him on, he's got her on speakerphone, and she's trying to explain to him, you know, what I'm there to pick up, and find out, asking him, what is he there to get? The guy couldn't tell her. So she said, it's a driver there, and he said, yeah, driver here. That's all he could say. She said, let me talk to driver. So he handed me his phone, it was on speakerphone, and I'm sitting there, and then I told her, I says, I'm with, you know, and I'm here to pick up a load going here, and here's the pickup number. She said, yes, tell him, load to driver two. Tell him that, load to driver two. I told him. I said, load two, driver two. Ah, I see. Away he went. Bam, bam, bam. 10 minutes, I'm out of there. I'm thinking, are you serious? You know, now just like that, even warehouses and shippers and receivers. I mean, if they're going to do this, whether a foreign-owned entity or not, they need to have somebody working in shipping and receiving that can speak English or something, because now they're causing their own problem.
Right.
So last week I had multiple pickups every day. I had two to three pickups on every load, four loads this week. One of them out of every load last week, at least one stop, they was either closed when I got there or the product wasn't there.
Right.
So it was a shit show all week. And then night before last, well, yesterday, they told me, oh, go over to Crossville, Tennessee. Mm-hmm. Go over there at 4 o'clock. Here's your pickup number. Load over here at 4 o'clock. Be in Madison, Alabama, Monday morning. Okay. I get over there. They're closed. There's a number on the gate. I called. This lady was at home, man. I could hear her kids talking in the background. She said, I have no idea what you're picking up. I said, well, there's another truck just left here. She said, yeah, I didn't know what he was getting either. They was closed for the weekend. Oh, somebody needs to leave. Yeah, I've had it. I'm done. This is just crazy. So I've just come to the conclusion, you know, they can have this 2-3 weeks out here. Now on Friday, I'm going home. Monday, I'll go to work. You know, Monday, I will be a big rigger. Monday to Friday, buddy. You got me Monday to Friday. I'm going home on Friday. I'll go out on Monday. If you don't have nothing on Monday, I'll go out Tuesday, but I'm still coming home on Friday.
Right,
that ain't
right.
Good enough. I'll send you my plate and stuff, and I'll go somewhere else. No big deal.
Right.
I've had enough.
I'm telling you.
I'm sure I'm going to touch a nerve with them anyhow when I tell them the end of March I'm taking 2 weeks off again.
Yeah, you know, that's what we're talking about. You're ready for the truck show.
That'd make a bit of difference.
A lot of carriers are going to be upset when we take time off. But, you know, hey.
I don't care.
I'll just tell you this. You know this, and we talk about it all the time about how many truck drivers show up. But how many carriers actually just throw a party the whole time that they're having a truck show? I mean, they show up, all the recruiters for these carriers show up, they have a big party. All the recruiters,
you know,
show up. And Mercer, I mean, they're based out of Louisville. They that's all they care about, the truck show during that week.
Right. Oh, I got a damn good job. I'm not knocking it. I mean, I do real good.
Yeah.
I do real good with this company, but I it's come to the point in life where I'm getting tired of years and years of being dictated to about what you're going to do, when you're going to leave, when you can go home, where you can fuel, where you can shower, where you can sleep, when you can do this, when you can do that. You know, if I wanted to work like that, I would have punched a time clock somewhere and went in a damn mill somewhere and went to work or a factory or something when I was young.
Right. Yeah.
I chose to do this, and it's like I told the company, I drive truck. I chose to do this job to make a living. I have worked to live, not live to work.
There you go.
So, you know, there's more to life than sitting in this truck for 2 or 3 weeks at a time and then going home. Well, you know, you stay out 3 to 4 weeks and then we let you go home. Then you can go home for 2 days or 3 days and then go back out again. I love when companies start dictating, you know, controlling your life.
Right.
You know, and
it's
all about corporate greed, company greed for these trucks. That's I bought my own truck. That's why I own my truck, because I control my life.
Yeah. Well, even as a company driver, I'll tell everybody out there, if you're a company driver, you know, a lot of times going to the truck show, they limit your time off or whatever. But, you know, hey, sometimes you just got to park the truck and get out of it for a while. And you know, maybe you got to get out of the truck. You know, maybe you got to slip seat and just say, here's the truck. I'm going to take a week off and I'll be back and you can give me another truck. Or you just, you know, a lot of times, a lot of company drivers, you know, it's all about how you communicate to them, but you need to tell them, you know, hey, I've been working for you for so many years, for a length of time or whatever. I think I deserve, you know, 4 or 5 days off to be able to go to the truck show, you know, and you should be able to accommodate that for me, you know.
No, let me ask you, do you really think they care?
Well,
they really
a lot of them do. A lot of them do, especially the companies that are, you know, big on having experienced drivers. And I could tell all the drivers, and you agree with this too, you know, the better you are, the the more they're going to try to cater to you. So if you're that driver that they can always depend on, if you're that driver,
I'm going to give you a phone number. I want you to call the company and explain that to them, how that works.
Well, there's a lot of them out there that do that. I mean, I'm not saying they all do. I'm just saying there are companies out there that do that.
Yeah,
but
I know.
Yep. But that's you know what? We're going to talk about we're going to step away, take a little break, but we're going to talk about this CDL Live article about the FMCSA some more, because it's pretty interesting that way we got that stuff. But we're just going to step away, take a quick break. We're going to be right back in just a second. But be sure to go check out our website, redneckandeyes.com. Check out our YouTube channel. We really do appreciate all the guys supporting that over there. And like I said, truckingshow.com. Go pre-register. This is Redneck and Eyes Radio.
I ain't forgot her yet, but I'll keep on moving. I keep moving down the line. There ain't nothing in my mirror, just cloud dust and smoke. What do you expect if some old trucker's heart gets broke? Yeah, trucker's heart gets broke. But them big wheels of rubber are gonna rubber off of my mind. Well, I'm a highway junkie and I need that old white line. 10 miles out of Nashville, I was doing 101. State boy pulled me over, he said, "Where's the fire, son?" It was a fire, son. I said, "Man, there ain't no fire. I'm just running from a flame. Gonna write your ticket, man, but I ain't the one to blame." That county judge tried to rob me blind. Them big wheels are rubber, gonna rubber off my mind. Well, I'm a highway junkie and I need that old white line. I rolled on down to Memphis, I had nothing left to lose. Wanted to hear some rock and roll, but all they played was blues. I didn't want to hear no blues. So I went to call up Elvis, Roger Miller grabbed the phone. He said, "Drive that 18-wheeler, boy.
This week's episode is sponsored by LTR Transportation. Come be part of a great carrier celebrating a new year with new trucks and new growth. Check them out at ltrtransportation.com or give them a call at 720-277-0030. Thank you, LTR, for being supporter of Redneck and Eyes. Redneck and Eyes, common sense solutions for an uncommon world.
Radio, hey, you can give us a call, 516-387-1733. We're just sitting here talking about trucking, life on the road, and everything like that. Everything trucking and then some. And if you've got something you want to talk about, give us a holler. To join the conversation, just hit one. You can listen along here also at 516-387-1733. We're also on YouTube Live and Facebook Live. So really enjoying that. Get your play out there. Get ready for the truck show. Be sure to go register at truckingshow.com. You can pre-register. Everything is going to be in the mail. And when you get there, you can go over to the free parking lot, which is the Cardinal Stadium parking lot where we're going to be. And you can go park by the convention center. There's places to park a truck. It's just, they charge you per day. They even have hookup. So if you have an RV and you want to put it in the park close by, you can park there, but it's also, they charge you. I don't know, it's like if you bring an RV, park at an RV lot down the street or off town or whatever, compared to what that would cost compared to staying here right at the fairgrounds that they have, where they have actual hookups. You stay there too. So keep doing that, you know, check that into that and everything. But there's plenty of hotels right there by the deal, so check that out. And in the meantime, like I said, we're just going to be getting ready here. And if you need anything, just give us a holler. We're also at redneckandeyes.com. You can check things out there. We got a place you can send us an email, redneckandeyes@usa.com. And like I said, we'll keep everybody apprised of what to expect at the truck show. And that's really why we set up at the truck show, is because a lot of people show up for the first time. They don't prepare. It's, you get there, if you want to, you get there early and park at a nice parking spot. Sometimes you get trapped where you can't really get out, or maybe you want to be there for the whole show because you want to see the whole show. The problem is that the show, it's only like, you know, like only like 5 or 6 hours on Thursday. It's only like 7 or 8 hours on Friday, and only like 6 or 7 hours on Saturday. So what do you do the rest of the time? And that's where Redneckandeyes comes in. So we're here to handle that, all that stuff. So getting back to the news and everything, I want to be sure to make everybody aware of LTR Transportation, our great sponsor. Check them out at ltrtransportation.com or give them a call at 720-277-0030. They're a great little outfit out of Denver, Colorado, and looks like they can keep you busy. They got a bunch of customers. They advertise on their website, and they do that warehousing, hazmat, temperature protection, expedited, all that stuff. So go check them out. It's ltrtransportation.com or at 720-277-0030. And when you talk to them, make sure you tell them that you appreciate them supporting Redneck and Eyes, because we really do appreciate them. So we're just getting back to talking about the FMCSA trying to get the authority or the rule passed to where 18 to 20-year-olds can drive over the road, interstate. Well, they have like a probationary period where the drivers have to meet a certain criteria. And Greg, you know, reading what they're saying here, you know, there's a lot of truckers out there that are over 21 that probably can't even satisfy the skills needed to pass this probationary period, being with like speed and space management, lane control, mirror scanning. I mean, I know a lot of truck drivers out there all the time. You see them all the time out there. They don't know what they're doing when it comes to those things.
Well, you're right. You know, I see a lot of these cowboys out there, you know, and it's not a lot of the company trucks, you know, with your Cascadias and your Columbias and your Volvos and stuff that's carrying on and acting a damn fool like that. It's these guys out here with these big Peterbilts and Kenworths and Western Stars and the classics like mine and whatever. They're going out here, and they're one to run 70, 75, 80 mile an hour. That's all fine and well. But you don't have to do it 4 foot off of a car's ass in front of you.
That's right.
Or you don't have to be right up on another truck, you know, right up against their back doors. And then they want to talk about how much of a professional they are. If you was
right.
a professional, you wouldn't be driving like that.
Right.
You know, I mean, that just because you got that big shiny truck, you know, it don't authorize you to be a fool and drive like an idiot.
Yeah,
and there's a lot of them that does that. And I will say this, you know, because I don't have a new truck, but I don't have a bad looking truck either. But I see these guys with these big shiny trucks all the time, and they think because they got all these lights and chrome and, you know, and all this shiny shit, that they can do what they want, that they're above, they're better than everybody else, you know, and that's not the case. You ain't no better. You're not no better than a J.B. Hunt run down the road. You fall under the same rules, the same laws that we do. You want respect, you give respect.
That's
you
right.
You know, and you know, it's just there's no sense in it. You know, if you're in that damn big a hurry, then you need to start managing your time a little more wise.
Yes.
You know, and yes, I blame the e-logs for a lot of this.
Oh, yeah.
Because Mayor Robbie come up there just like me. I started this deal with him. I said, you know, it's just like the e-log crawl. They come in the truck stop at night in the afternoon when they're about out of hours. They come in the truck stop 40 mile an hour with the Jake brakes on trying to find a parking spot because they're about out of hour.
That's right. I was just thinking about that.
In the morning when they get ready to leave, they got it in low gear and they're idling and it takes them 45 minutes to get out of the parking lot because they don't want their e-log going on duty till they get out to the entrance
right.
or the exit or whatever, go to the highway.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
Now, you know, they just had an incident here a couple, three weeks ago, where a driver got run over again up in Hubbard, Ohio, up here at the Lowe's. Now, accident, yes, it might have been an accident, and because nobody was charged for it that we know of yet. But the guy pulled into Fuel Island, got fuel, got back in his truck, and there was an elderly gentleman, I was 60-some years old. He was a driver, walking across in front of him. He got in the truck, put the truck in gear, and started to pull off the Fuel Island. Now, witnesses said he didn't pull out of there fast, but he bumped the man and knocked him down. The guy died.
Mm-hmm.
Where
right.
it was head-to-head trauma when his head hit the ground or what, 60-some years old, his balance probably wasn't real, real good then. But the man died all the same. Now, it only takes just a second to look around you. But I see it all the time. They get in the truck at the Fuel Island. They fuel up. They jump in the truck, and they put it in gear, and off, and they come out of there like a thoroughbred out of a damn starting gate, man. They got to go. They got to be three or four gears before they pull out there before they pull the truck ahead to go in to get their fuel ticket. Slow down, people. Just slow down. Take a minute. Take an extra second or two or so and look. You don't know who's standing in front of that truck. I mean, some of these trucks, the hoods on them, you know.
Yeah.
I had a boss who said when the conventionals first started coming out, when we was getting out of the cab overs and the conventionals was getting big, he would not buy a conventional until he just had to. Now, this was when we was in company trucks, and everybody asked him, why? Why would you do it? He said, because you can hide a damn school bus out there in the hood of one of them trucks.
Yeah.
Now, this was back in the late 80s, or, you know. So, it's like, you know, just take a minute. You don't know who's standing there. You got some people that's not, they're not six, they're not, you know, 6-7 foot tall like you. They ain't as big as a damn tree. You know, you get a smaller lady or a smaller guy walking across in front of you, and, you know, they don't know or they don't think, you know, that's the dumbest thing you can do is walk up real close to the front of a truck when you're walking anywhere in a parking lot.
Exactly.
Walk out in front of them.
Yep.
You know, they tend to
make eye contact with
them.
If there's somebody, and look for somebody in the driver's seat, and if there's somebody in there, make
right.
sure that you're looking straight at them. You know, it's kind of like when a four-wheeler is trying to pass, you know, look at the driver, look
right.
for the driver in the mirror, you know. Yeah.
I have them do that all the time. They'll walk across in front of me, and they'll stick their hand up and wave as they walk through a pass in front of you. And guys get mad. What the hell are you waving his hand for? Well, you see him, didn't you?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, what if he hadn't done that? You might not have seen him run over top of him. You know, the man dies. If you do that and you kill somebody, whether you're charged for it or not, you're getting charged for it one way or the other. If the law don't charge you and you don't go to jail,
that's
you got to
right.
live with
that's
that
right.
the rest of your life.
You know, you're talking about
now,
the e-log guys coming in, you know, going fast. It's that they're going fast because they're running from the e-logs, but then they want to lower that air ride and sit on the floor. You can't see nothing. I mean, you're talking about can't see
right.
nothing sitting on the floor,
yep.
reaching up above your head to shift gears. Come on now.
Yeah, I mean, that's all fine. If that's what they want to do, to each their own. Yeah, I'm not telling anybody how to fix their truck or what their truck are. There's some beautiful trucks out here. Dumbasses that's driving them, that's a whole different scenario
yep.
right there.
Yep, yep.
You know, I mean, there's no rhyme or reason for that. You know, because it don't matter. You can have that truck and be the prettiest truck on the highway, or you can have the biggest piece of shit out here running up and down the road. But when it all comes down to it, you can have a raggedy truck out here making just as much money as that big shiny truck.
Yep.
If not
yep.
more. And that shiny truck will kill somebody just as quick as that old truck will.
That's right.
I mean,
let's
get real here. I mean, safety, you know? I mean, it's not like it was 20, 30 years ago. There's a lot more traffic out here now. Hell of a lot more trucks out here now than what there ever was. And they still, everybody's got this me first attitude anymore.
Right.
You know,
that's
look,
right.
look what happens when you come into a construction zone. You know, right lane closed 1 mile, and that'll be the lane that's moving.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
Everybody's got to run right up to the front of the pack, and then, well, somebody will let me in.
Right.
Don't do that shit with me, because I tell you now, truck,
yeah.
car, or otherwise, you've seen that sign like I did. You run up beside me right there getting ready, because your ass will sit there until somebody else let you in, because it won't be me. If you can't
I
read
totally
the
agree.
Sign and you can't be courteous enough to merge over way back when we did, then you sit there.
Yep, yep.
Now, that's the way it is.
Yep, that's when you get up. I get up on that wheel, and I got that clutch and fuel feathered right there, and I move them feet fast because I make sure I stay right on that vehicle in front of me's rear end because nobody will get in front of me.
That's right.
Yep,
you know,
that's it.
I mean, because it's just there's no sense in it, none.
None.
You know, it's I don't know. I just whatever.
Yep.
I ain't got too many more years left out here, thank God, because I've watched it steady from the 80s all the way up to now. I've seen it just steady, gradually go downhill at a fast pace. And every day it gets worse and worse and worse, and it's only going to get worse because you got these educated idiots in D.C. and the FMCSA and that. They're trying to pass laws and mandate laws, and half of them that 99% of them had never been in a truck. Don't have the first clue, but they're going to tell us how to do it. They're going to tell us how to drive a truck and what we got to do and how we're going to be safe. Yeah. All right. Whatever. All right.
Speaking
sure
of which,
you know, like I said.
Well, like I said, what we're getting ready for, and I know you're getting ready for, is the truck show, and that's where we get to hang out with all these guys that we talked bad about all year long.
Yeah.
And but,
well,
but
that's
what we
what
do
I said
is
last show.
Yeah, yeah. Is,
like
is,
I said on the last show last week, you know, or whenever it was, you can take, you know, thousands of drivers, truck drivers, and put them in that parking lot down there and put them down there at that truck show, and they all get along like one big happy family, like they're all related to each other. All,
mm-hmm.
we're one big brotherhood. As soon as Sunday comes and that show closes and they all start going out of there, they turn the radio on. They're out there MFing each other and running each other, cutting each other off, running over people. You know, it's right back business as usual, you know. It's like, you know. Why? You know, you just spent 3 or 4 days sitting down there doing absolutely nothing, and now all of a sudden now you're in a big ass hurry. Whatever.
Well, I was just checking the website to make sure because you know we were all worried about because I mean the CDC is still kind of stressing over this third variant deal that we're dealing with. Of course, you know New York and California, they're panicking. You know, I already talked about earlier that. You got to have a vaccine to be a truck driver in Canada to cross the border. So that's all getting crazy. But, you know, we're sitting here thinking, we're sitting here thinking, you know, they could just as easily cancel this year's truck show just as easy because of all these crazy people acting the way they are. And you know how lawyers get, they get scared, you know, and yeah, I mean, it's possible. So, but right now I was just checking, there's nothing showing right now, that they're doing anything different. You know, I mean, it's in Kentucky. So it's, you know, when you talk about like politically driven to force any kind of mandates or restrictions, they're not really into that. So that's a good thing. But other than that, we're just kind of keeping an eye on things. But you know, that right now they've got registration open. You can go on there and register and get all that stuff done and everything. And Greg, you know, you can attest that Wednesday morning when that parking lot opens up, it's kind of a, what is it called? You know, release the hounds. Gets pretty bad.
Yep, it's pandemonium for a while.
Yeah, for a while there. Yep, and we'd like to just make sure everybody gets aware of that ahead of time. That way they can prepare for it and just understand that it's, you know, if you get there and you don't plan on staying the whole show, there's going to be security there. Make sure you tell them that you're planning
right.
on leaving, because they'll tell you don't park over there because you won't get out, and we'll confirm that because we've been there for several years and we know exactly where if you park somewhere you're not going to get out, and there are certain places that they try to put people into to where they can get out if they need to. And I don't think, you know, we watched it too. The reason why we are so successful at the parking lot is they're not really, they don't really like it when you go in there and drop a trailer and then bobtail out. They don't like that. I don't think they allow, I don't know if you remember them saying that or not.
Yeah, that's like everything else. So you're dealing with truck drivers. You can tell them anything. You can tell them anything you need to tell them. You can tell them that, you know, about all that. Just like you said, don't park there if you need out early. They're truck drivers, you know,
right.
And their attitude is, hey, hell with them. I'm going to do what I want to do. Well, then when they get
right.
in there, and then, you know, they're going to do what they want to do. You're there preaching to the choir, and they're not going to listen to you. But
right.
they're going to be the first one to bitch and bellyache then when they do get stuck and they can't get out. Then they expect everybody else to cater to them and move and wiggle around everything to try to get out, and stuff gets run over. Happens every year.
Mm-hmm.
Happens every year.
So
best to just say, you know, do whatever you want to do.
Well, what we try to do is, of course, year in, year out, or like I said, there's always somebody that shows up. But if you're listening to this show and you're following Redneck and Knives and you've never been to the truck show before, and you want to do it the best way possible, we're here to tell you that whatever we say, we're telling you the God's honest truth when we tell you how to deal with it. And, of course, the one big thing that I think is funny, because we laugh at it every year, is that they try to go in the exit or go – like there's only one way in, one way out for big trucks. But there are other gates, but don't use
them. Yeah, Robbie. I know you're listening, Robbie. Robbie, little Richard.
Oh, man, that's funny. I was looking at it. I don't see where they've got it listed for parking. They don't have it listed yet, so.
Probably not.
No, but yeah, so everybody listening to know, if you're looking at Google Earth is the best way to assess where the parking lot is compared to the truck show. And you look at Google Earth, and there's this big parking lot, and it's pretty flat. There's not many, it's not a big slope or anything. It's good parking for trucks. They built it for tailgaters for the football stadium, but don't ever think that you want to park. You know, if you don't want to go in and leave the if you don't want to stay the whole time and you need to leave, you need to park as far away from the stadium as possible, which is the most southern tip of the parking lot. That's the way to get in and get out. So if you're looking at it right now, or if you're investigating it and you want some information on where you should park, the Cardinal Stadium parking lot, go in and out. Don't go in and out any other gate except for, they call it D gate, which is the most southern tip of the parking lot. And that's all I can tell you the best way to do it. That's where all the trucks will be entering and exiting in there. That's where pretty much everybody should. There are buses that go in, but they go in D gate, which is where everybody enters. But then they exit out another gate. You know, there'll be a sign there, hopefully. There always was before. There weren't signs until we started telling them there need to be signs. There'll be security there, hopefully, and they'll tell you. But if it's raining, then security might not be there. So,
yeah.
But yeah, it's a fiasco there a lot of times, because you just, you know, you would think they've already been to the website to check out, you know, where to go. So, and somebody has probably already told another driver that's never been, hey, come over here to this Floyd Street is where it's at, and come to the parking lot where we're going to be at Park for Free. And we're just saying, hey, go to redneckandeyes.com, check out our YouTube channel, check out our radio show here. And we're telling you, don't go in any other gate except D gate, which is on the very south side of the parking lot. And what'll happen, and Greg, you can tell them too, the most, like up north, it's A lot, which is the one closest to the stadium up there by the street. Well, that's not open to trucks. And a lot of times they don't want to open it unless they have to. And we see that too, where the drivers will come in there and they'll just, they cut the gate on their own last time is what I heard. Is that what you heard?
Yeah. That was some of the drivers, a couple of the drivers, it's some of them big riggers,
yep,
you know,
yeah.
It's some with of them that thinks they're better than everybody else, went up there and took bolt cutters and cut the damn lock off.
Yeah, to
you
get
know?
Into the parking lot,
cut it somehow.
Them. Yeah, they, yep. And like you're saying, those are the large cars with all the fancy lights and bells and whistles, and they're the ones out there with the bolt cutters, you know, like you're saying.
Yeah, they want to,
Yep.
Can say that they can sit there and argue and say that it wasn't them, but I can't see J.B. Hunt going over there and cutting that lock.
Exactly.
Or Swift.
Yeah,
I just don't see that happening.
Yep. And Schneider, they don't even know what the cutters are.
It takes a big kahunas to go over there and cut that lock, and there ain't, you know, you got these guys that think they're better than everybody else, and that's where it comes in. And yep. I could start naming commodity and names, but I'll behave myself tonight because I see it down there. I see the same ones down there every year, and you know their temperament and their attitude. Because they all hang out and they congregate in groups down there, and you know who I'm talking about.
That's
right. They always got to show their ass, and they got to be center of attention. You know, so whatever.
Yep, whatever. So yeah, we're just kind of kicking back here. This is Redneck and Eyes Radio. We're having a good time talking about the truck show, and we're going to be in booth 74108 at the truck show. That's going to be pretty fun. And we're also talking about parking there. Parking's always been an issue because of new drivers and everything. And like I said, you can go to our website, redneckandeyes.com, or check out our YouTube channel to see how, where you should park, where you should do and all that, and what gate to go in and out of. And I'll tell you what, we've got the experts on knowing exactly which gate to not go into. And that is one of our great founders, and that's Robbie. He should be on here right now. Is that Robbie right there? Robbie, can you give us some actual insight on what gate not to go into?
Yeah, do not go in that middle gate. But back then they didn't have this is the exit, this is the entrance, and the last couple of years that we've been there, they've actually labeled it, this is the entrance.
Right. Yeah,
that southern gate of that parking lot is the entrance. You go in that gate and go find your parking spot. If you want to stay there, go all the way up to the north. You're going to stay there all weekend, but I did that first year. I was only there. I was like, oh, I'm going to be here a day. I went over there. I'm like, oh, God, next year I got to stay here the whole time.
Right.
You're not going to be able to see it all in one day. There's so much to see and do, and over at the parking lot, I met you guys, and it's kind of snowballed. And you know, the last couple of years, I really didn't do much over at the show. You know, I went over there maybe for an hour or two each day, but most of it was out in the parking lot, just waiting for the sun go down.
Yeah, that's it. Because like I said, the show will shut down at like 5 or 6 o'clock in the evening. So after that, you know, what are you going to do? And a lot of times you want to look for something to eat. Well, back when I first started going and Greg first started going, there was no Uber or anything. So you were kind of stuck and you couldn't go anywhere. So thankfully, you know, we kind of like got a heads up on it and were able to get over to Walmart. And, you know, I think even that first year didn't none of us brought a grill or anything. Right, Greg?
We didn't have anything, man. I had a grill. I think we took our grill with us, but we didn't have any tables. We didn't have coolers.
Shady.
We went and bought a cooler, bought tables, bought a couple of them little pop-up tents, some folding chair, you know, pop-up chairs. And, yeah, we bought a lot of this stuff between you and Phil and Annie and us.
Yep.
And, you know, yeah, we went to Walmart. Hell, we put Walmart in business that year down there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. And the only thing I'll say is because we've had such great sponsors this year, and we're hoping to make sure that we are like every other year where we've been able to have food and eat entertainment here. But the other thing is make sure you bring your chairs. That's the only thing we don't have. We don't have enough chairs for everybody. So yeah, bring you like, what do they call them? The little pop-up lawn chairs or whatever that you can, and they've even got shoulder straps where you can carry them around with you. And that's kind of the best thing to have at the truck show is you got your bottle of water or your preferred beverage container in one hand and your folding chair in the other, and you just walk over to Redneck and Eyes. Maybe you meet some new friends and walk over and sit by their truck or, you know, depending on what's going on. You know, if the weather's nice, man, I tell you what, it's like Six Flags around there because there's people all over the place walking around
and
showing off trucks
please.
Or whatever.
No, please, no glass bottles, no glass
right.
bottles, no glass containers.
That's the
if
one rule.
If you get caught around our
yep.
place with glass containers, you will be asked to leave and take it and put it in something else and come back. because there are no glass containers down there. Bottles, no anything. It's cans only.
Right, and that's not even a truck show rule for the just the truck drivers. That's the rule for the parking lot because it is a tailgate parking lot.
Right.
And they have a lot of tailgating going on there. And, of course, you know, cars moving in and out, they don't want any glass there. And that's I remember one of our first years that we were there, we weren't really the big headliner like we were last year, but Oida was there. They sponsored a concert, and one guy showed up with some homemade wine in a big old glass jug, and what's his name from Oida? He didn't like that one bit. He said, "No, you get out of here with that thing."
You have to keep bringing that up, don't you? You just can't leave that alone about that big glass jug.
Well, I know,
cannot leave it alone.
Because that big glass jug shows up, and he had to get rid of that stuff. He had to put it in something, and Greg's like, "Give it here." And Greg just started drinking it.
Yeah, he didn't have to. He didn't have to put it into us.
Well, he did get rid of it, though.
Yeah, he got rid of it. Yeah, he did. Yeah, I don't know. I only had a little bit of it.
I spent half the night sleeping in a shit house. That's where I spent.
And another thing, okay, there will be portable Johns at the truck show, and they are provided by the sponsors, the truck show, whatever. There's not that many of them, but they are supposed to be at like one center point. There's only like maybe six or eight of them for the whole parking lot. So you have to be careful with those. And I just ask people to keep them clean. That's not going to happen. They're going to be tore up. People are just going to, tear them up crazy. I'd love for us to have several for our guests to use, but we're looking into that kind of stuff, but it's logistics wise, it's just hard to bring them in and keep them clean and everything for everybody. So I think we're working on trying to do that, but we don't know yet. So we'll just leave that up in the air. But as far as Port-a-Johns go, yeah, they're going to be messed up. So if you're going to get ready for anything, I'd get ready for, bathroom access is limited. Just remember that, because there will be showers there, but they're also limited. And, you have to have schedule an appointment. You can't just show up for those provided by TA and everything.
Normally TA puts that on, but there's normally a waiting list in the morning and the evening or pretty much all day, and they close it down, I think, at like 9 o'clock at night, too, where you can't even get a shower.
Right.
But I remember in past years where they have ran out of water for showers, and there is a time limit on your shower.
There you go. Okay. Good to know. Good to know.
Be used to that, because out here on the road anymore, half of them closes at 9 o'clock at night, and then half the time you go into a pilot or somewhere, they ain't got any hot water. The water's out. Like, yeah, okay.
Yep. Yeah, but yeah, it's. It's one of those things you kind of need to be prepared for, and all that. But what I will say is that most people that show up there that have been there before, a lot of times what they like to do is they like to take one of the Port-a-Johns and move it closer to their area and kind of use it for themselves, and that's not what they don't like doing that. They don't like people doing that. Now, I will say this, if you do have a big group of people that are scheduled, if you're like saying, hey, let's go out and hang out at the parking lot, and, you're kind of like just wanting to have a group of people show up, what we do is we have our own delivered for our personal use, because we need to be close to the tent because we're providing food and everything for everybody. So you might see a Port-a-John at Redneckinize, but it'll be locked for us, and that'll be us. That's we pay for that out of our own, for our personal use, not for like sponsor use or whatever. So just watch out for that. We're like I said, we're trying to get more where everybody can use others. But if you are a big group that are trying to like say you're going to have five or six trucks meet together and show up at the same time, kind of like just like Redneckinize. If you're just going to show up there and just, hey, we want to be able to just show up and hang out for our own personal benefit, and we're going to bring our own food and we're going to bring our own barbecue and all that. There are rules for that kind of stuff. And like I said, when they post those rules, we'll share them on there. But usually on the truckingshow.com website, they'll have the rules about all that, about how big your tent can be or shade or where your gruel can be or anything like that and everything. So they'll have those rules. But I would say that you could call and have your own Port-a-John delivered to you there at the parking lot. And, you know, no, I don't think anybody will say anything about that. But don't go – when they drop the ones off for everybody to use, don't go grab it and slide it over to your area and lock it up. They'll get you in trouble real quick. You know, especially, you know, security. They got security there. They've been there the last 2 or 3 years, and they pretty much stayed on top of that stuff. So just watch out for that. I don't know, anything else we can add to that, just watch out for. I mean, you know, watch out for the gates. Don't go in there. Take care of the buses.
Yeah,
make sure they can get
in. Spots. Don't be turning your truck sideways and taking up 4 or 5 trucks and spire, you know, parking spots for your buddies. If they're going to be there,
if
will get you in trouble.
Yep. Go ahead, Greg. Go ahead, Robbie.
If you're wanting to be there with your your buddies and whatnot, you guys need to show up there at the same time so you can park next to each other. Because they're
right.
Not very they're saving spots for people. Security does not like that. That's like the Port-a-John sliding a Port-a-John around. They will not let that.
Right. Saving spots is a bad deal, and they don't like you. What you need to do is let's say that you've got 5 trucks, but you've only got 4, and you've got another 5th truck coming. They're not going to let you just save the spot. Or what they're not going to do is let you park how you want. They're going to instruct you. You guys need to park here, and you need to talk to the security guy. And you go, hey, I got one more truck coming, and he's not here yet, but he'll be here in the next 2 hours. Can I leave the spot open? And then, you know, like I said, you talk to him, communicate with him, and you know they might allow that, but it's if you just do it without talking to them, they're going to come and yell at you. But I would, but if you're just one truck, and let's say you're one truck and you show up and you've got 6 buddies coming or even 2 more trucks coming and you're just the one, that ain't going to happen. No, it ain't going to happen. We've seen it where 4 or 5 trucks show up and they need one more spot for one other truck. I've seen that happen. But I've never seen one truck go there and go, oh, I've got 4 more buddies showing up here in the next couple of hours. No, you're not going to – those 4 other trucks are not going to be able to park next to you. Your best bet is to stay out of the parking lot and just come in when they come in. And because it's
–
Your best bet is to meet down in the south of Louisville at one of the truck stops, either Love's, the Pilot, or even if you want to go further down to the Petra down in Glendale. And convoy up. I know it's not, you're not supposed to convoy, but, you know, ride in there all together within, 5 minutes
you're all
of each other.
That's right.
And you guys kind of show up there, you know, because there's like 4, I think 3 or 4 different ways to get in that parking lot you know, we've done it in past years where I go this way and Greg goes that way. He knows this way and I know this way and, you know, it's just we all meet up there within 10 minutes of each other, or 5 minutes or a couple minutes of each other. It's just that's your best bet is to get in there at the same time if you want to park next to each other. Or
that's
you're
right.
going to be scattered everywhere because security is not going to allow it.
Right. That, now that they've got the security down. It used to be a free-for-all. But the problem was that the free-for-all, there were a lot of open space. There was a lot of open space where trucks were not parking. And what the sponsors and the people, of course, the people that are paying for it, they're like, hey, we need to get as many trucks in here as possible. So, you know, and that's the reason why we were allowed to do what we did last year, but 2019, was because we worked with security and we said, hey, we'll make sure that we fit everything in here. And we did. We pushed as close as we could.
If you have a big group like we do. Is utilize every inch of space, and then, you know, once you start, which one corner or one area starts, everyone's going to follow.
That's right. Yep. And I don't really know how, you know, sometimes they decide on the fly how to do it, but everybody understands usually when you come in that the way to travel in and out of the parking lot is through the backside. So there's a railroad track along the parking lot. And then there's the street. Well, the where the railroad track is, that's where, because when you go in the gate, you go all the way to the other side of the parking lot, to the far west side of the parking lot, which is by the railroad track, and that back, that's the back alley. That's where you can drive up and down. You can drive up, go park, go turn around, whatever, and then that's how you get out. And what we try to do is there's two main areas. They call it C lot and B lot. And what we try to do is create like a big U-turn, like a big U-shaped, where you go in one and you can go all the way around and come out the other side. And there might be some small rows in between there, but it's real tight. So if you do get in there and you need to get out, they're going to tell you to park by one of those big U's to where you can get out. Other than that, you're going to be boxed in because everybody's going to be elbowed asshole in there once they get everybody in there. Because it's utilizing as much space, park as many trucks, you know, as close together as possible. You know, a lot of times you want to have maybe some room for a tent or something, and you have to get that worked out. If you want to bring like a little pop-up or whatever, they're not going to bring, you know, it's one of those special permission things, and they're just not going to allow anybody to come in there with a huge tent and take up a bunch of area without any kind of approval. So we're working on our stuff, and we hope that if anybody else do that, you work on theirs too. And you know, we're all wanting to work together. We here at Redneck and I's want to work together with everybody. That's not going to happen, but that's our goal. So other than that, we're just rocking and rolling here.
We try our damnedest to work with show management and everything else just to make everyone happy. That way we could have a decent show and whatnot.
That's right. We don't start nothing. Ain't gonna be nothing. And we try not to start anything. We don't start
unless Greg's there.
Well, even Greg. Sometimes Greg doesn't start it, but he damn well finishes it. So it looks like he stepped away. But anyway, we're gonna.
I'm here. I'm just trying to.
I was waiting for some comments.
Yep. That's hilarious. But yeah, we were just gonna. Let's see here. Yep. There we go. Yeah, we're gonna step away, take a quick break here. I got one more article I was gonna talk about, and we can bring in the fellas here to talk about that too. But make sure you go check out our website, redneckandeyes.com. Make sure you call in every Sunday night, 7 o'clock Eastern time. We're here. Well, we got a couple minutes left here. We're gonna do one more thing. We'll come right back after taking a break. But make sure you go check out our website, redneckandeyes.com. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel. We're on YouTube Live right now and Facebook Live. We appreciate everybody watching along with that. And like I said, give us a call, 516-387-1733. We're just talking about truck driving here on Redneck and Eyes Radio.
Let me thank Trucker Tools for helping us out and supporting our messages. Trucker Tools is an all-in-one app for truckers and their business. The Trucker Tools app was built from feedback from real drivers and is always being updated to better assist drivers in saving time, running more efficiently, and making more money. Check out their website at truckertools.com. That's Trucker Tools, the app for truckers.
Purple.
You see it at the truck shows, out there on the open road, even in the driveway at his house. Johnny keeps it spit shine, shining on it all the time. He wants it looking good when he goes out. Why do people laugh at him and shake their head when he pulls in the parking lot? He's just another trucker man, trying his best to fit right in, but fit or not. He drives a old purple Peterbilt, and he don't care how people feel about it. Cause that old purple Peterbilt looks so good, it makes him feel so proud of it.
One little segment here, and we're just talking about Map on the Road. It's a great truck show. We're going to have a booth truck show at booth 74108. That's over by the food court. Everybody knows where that's been there before. And we look forward to everybody coming. This will be the first time we've had a booth. This is exciting. We're excited about that. So we got one more thing to talk about. Before we do that, thank one of our great sponsors, and that's Trucker Tools and Trucker Tools app. You can check them out, truckertools.com, or go to the app store that you have on your phone and download their app. They do the load tracking, load, like booking, all that kind of stuff. They also do the truck stops and the fuel stops, parking, and maintenance and all that kind of stuff too. So you can go check them out, and we appreciate their sponsorship, and let them know you appreciate them helping us out. And this is, you know, it's one great thing that we can do is provide great atmosphere for building that brotherhood of trucking relationship with the truck drivers out there. We do that every year that we go to the truck show. So we're excited about getting back to the Kentucky Bats 2022, March 24th and 26th. We'll go to Kentucky. You can go to truckingshow.com for your registration for that. Like I said, make sure you like and subscribe to our YouTube channel. We appreciate everybody doing that. We got a Facebook page, Instagram, Twitter, all that kind of good stuff. So the other thing I was mentioning on my little breakdown here of what's going on out there was a article I saw in Freight Waves that says electric truck production cutting in line ahead of diesel orders. And there it goes. Class 8 truck orders finished 2021 with a backlog to build timing exceeding 12 months. But orders for electric trucks are being processed in a quarter of that time, according to manufacturers under pressure to meet state zero emission mandates. The number of electric orders is tiny, several dozen to a few hundred is a good estimate, compared to the total Class 8 orders of 23,100 primarily or preliminary December orders projected by FTR Transportation Allegiance is 365,000 new trucks were booked in 2021. ACT projected December orders at 22,800, but the backlog of unbuilt units stood at about 267,000 through November, after peaking at 284,000 in October, according to ACT research. That equates to the 13-month wait for most orders. This here, Kenworth estimates that the T680E takes 3 months from order to delivery. But depending on state rules, purchases are required to retire an older, more polluting truck. So the goal of increasing freight hauling capacity is thwarted. Navistar said interest in its new medium-duty MV series soars after fleet trials. The International MV currently is built in Escobedo, Mexico, and it will be the first truck of the production line when Navistar opens a new plant in San Antonio in March. So, says here, supply, not demand, dictates production. It's the year in which supply dictated production rather than the demand, and that's the first time in my 30-year-plus career that has seen the case. And this was, try to see if this guy's, he's from ACT. Yep, told Freightways. It says the OEMs have a large number of fleet commitments for 2022, and says they are delaying entering these orders until they know how many they will be able to build each month. And that's just how it is, I guess, with them catching up after COVID. They shut everything down. So I guess what happens. They probably had a lot of electric trucks sitting. So when these orders came down, these laws changed, they were able to sell what they had. So that means that they're, like I said, they're not ordering enough, or they're not too many are being ordered, so they can kind of keep up with it. But there's still a 3 month backlog, but there's a 13th month backlog for the regular trucks. So we'll see how that goes. Bring the crew back on here and see what they think about that. Of course, you know, I love Greg.
You know, I just sit here thinking. You know what's going to be funny? When all these electric trucks start coming out, these guys start getting these electric trucks, it's going to be funny seeing how they put their big old ape hanger gear shift in an electric truck.
That will be funny. I'm excited to see that. Yeah, yeah. And then what's going to happen? They put. I hope that battery is strong for all those chicken lights. Man, there's going to be a lot of chicken lights on for that battery.
Oh, man, I can see it now. Overloading the computer, and the computer shuts down. And when you start adding those electric trucks, those don't look good with all the chicken lights on it anyways. They do. Well, you know, to me, they're about uglier than. Oh,
well, you
man.
Know what they'll do.
They're just
you know
ugly.
What they'll do. They'll have the 379 Pete. They'll put electric motor in that 379 just so they can sell trucks. That's all they care about. They'll make it look fancy. They'll make it look.
Yep.
You know. Yeah, you know, that's their game right there. Is like, oh yeah, we'll sell that truck. Well, you know, it's just like a Mac. You know, the front end, even the new front end of the Macs, they still look pretty decent. You know, Mac's front end has always had that style of that big front end, the big grill and everything. And
you know what? You ever think what that 379 is going to look like? Go with no fuel tanks on the side of it, no big L six or seven 8-inch chrome stacks up the side of it.
Somebody like Elon Musk will come out with a battery shaped like a fuel tank. No, wrap it in chrome.
Yeah, more likely.
Yep, that's probably what'll happen. Yeah, they'll do anything they can. They'll make it look like a truck. They'll make it look, you know, it's like Tesla's. You know, you see Teslas, if you don't know what they look like, I mean, they look pretty nice. You know, if you don't care, if you want a new car that looks like a sleek new car, Teslas are pretty decent, you know. And the problem is that most truck drivers that are buying their own trucks, they don't want a truck that looks like a brand new truck. They want a truck that looks like the old model, you know, even though it might be brand new. Like, remember how those guys look out there with those 379s, and they've got a DPF system on them, or the SCR system, where they've got a DEF tank, and that DEF tank is sitting right there right behind the fuel tank with a piece of chrome wrapped around it. so yeah. But yeah, that's I thought that was interesting that you know, it's a 13-month backlog. So if you're out there looking for a new truck, just know 13 months it'll take to get that ordered. So I don't know if you – I mean, they'll probably do like all the others. You get a – you're looking for a 2022, you're not going to get one until 2023. But if you're looking for a 2019, they probably got tons of them sitting around because –
There you go, Rick. Put your order in now, Robbie. Sign
there you
name.
Go. And a lot of places, they outlawed glider kits. They can't do that no more. You know, with a different – it's all depending on the – they're looking at the engines now. You know, you can get a glider, but you can't, like, I think in California, you can't run a glider in California. Because even with a newer truck model, you have they look at the engine. They don't care what the truck is. They just want to look at what the engine's doing. And if it's an older engine, they don't want it in California. And a lot of other states are going that way, too. Pennsylvania, New York, they're all doing that. So yeah, they just don't want, that's the easy one to do. The federal government gave the authority to the FMCSA, DOT, whatever, to regulate the big trucks. And ever since then, they've just been regulating the hell out of the big trucks. And they can do it. It's easier for them to regulate trucking than it is to regulate, like, all the other vehicles out on the road. So when they can eliminate emissions, they're going to eliminate it through the big trucks. That's what they're going to do. So
let's go, Brandon.
Yep. Let's go, Brandon. There you go. Yep.
Let's go, Brandon.
But yeah, that's. I mean, that was nice, short and sweet. I like that, and we're just trucking right along. I mean, you know, we come pretty much to the end of our 2 hours here, and that's pretty much all we need. We have lives to get after and jobs to do, so I think we can call it a night and do it all that. And appreciate everybody listening along, calling in, watching all that good stuff. I don't know. I mean, I think the truck show, that's what we're looking forward to, and that's what Redneck and I is all about. Don't you agree?
Yeah,
I do.
Pretty much. Mm.
Good food.
If we ever get back to it.
I tell you what, I'm you know, like I said, we're keeping our fingers crossed, and we're checking it. You know, sometimes they'll release it and they'll post it on Facebook or whatever if something changes. But we'll keep it going here. Even now, what we're doing this, we're not doing it because the truck show asks us to. We're telling you to go to the truck show and register for the truck show because we think it's a good thing for truck drivers. And right as of right now, and you know, until bigger rules or bigger things take precedent over the truck show, as far as a driver goes, you go to the truck show to look at products that are coming out for your life on the road, or security, protection, navigation, you know, comfort. If you're looking, if you don't know, if you're thinking, hey, you know what I really want is I want a good mattress. There's different companies that make mattresses for big trucks. They'll be at the truck show. You know, if you're looking for, I need a good storage container for the back of my truck or the side of my truck or the side of my trailer, whatever. There's all the manufacturers that make the storage containers will be at the truck show. So not only do we like it about meeting drivers and getting to know truck drivers that, and it's one of the good reasons, like say, if you want to say, you know what we need to do, you know, me and you, we met on the road years ago. We need to get together and sit down and hang out and spend some time together and all that. Do it at the truck show. Great, great opportunity to do it there. And you say, you know what I'm looking for? I'm looking for a webcam, you know, a dash cam. You don't know really what to do. Come to the truck show. You know what I'm looking for? I'm looking for some tools, or I'm looking for, you know, a way, APU. I'm APU shopping. I don't really know what to get. Go to the truck show. And you'll learn all the information. All the different people will be there. Not only are you talking to the manufacturers or the sellers, distributors, installers, all that, you talk to other drivers about it. You know, one of the cool things I like doing is I bought an APU, and I would go to the booth that I bought the people that I bought the APU, and I'd say, that driver, he's thinking about, and I said, this is what I think. This is what I do. And I tell them my opinion, and they'd be able to assess their decision based off of what other drivers are telling them. And it's awesome. You're looking for an inverter, anything like that at the truck show. And, you know, and I don't want to bring this up, but if you're looking for a new carrier, you can go to the truck show. You know, Greg will tell you. You can go find a carrier.
That's how the carrier I'm with right now, that's how I got all my information out of them. This was at Louisville Truck Shows almost four years ago. I kept going back there every day. I had questions. I would talk to a couple other drivers, and I'd go back there and ask them those questions. It was just every day, and it took me, I think, a good 6 months after the truck show, I finally signed, at least onto them. And
you know, that's a good point.
It'd be really hard to get me to leave right now because I'm happy.
But the cool part is you showed up. You showed up the first day of the show. There's a 3-day show. You showed up the first day. They give you information. You ask questions. They tell you this. You go meet other drivers that work there at the truck show, and they tell you their opinions, and then you take some notes, and you go back to the recruiter and say, now, wait a minute, I got a driver that told me different. What is about this? And then so you got a second day, not only a second day, a third day of gathering notes, more information, and asking more questions. I mean, it's important, especially if you're an owner-operator, to get all the details. So, yeah, that's awesome. But, yeah, I think that's what we're doing, and that's what we're doing here. So, so fellas, I think I'm all set. You all set?
Yep, all set.
All set. All right, now.
All set.
Good deal. Well, thanks for calling in. Talk to you next week. We'll see you then. Good deal.
All right. Take care, Dad.
All right, now. Yep.
See you, Rob.
All right. Good night.
Good night. All right, good deal. Good deal. And that's going to wrap it up here for Redneck and Ice for the week, for today. For like I said, every Sunday, 7:00 Eastern time, a couple hours, we'll get on here and we talk it up and we hang out and discuss life on the road, trucking, especially getting ready for the truck show. Please go to truckingshow.com and pre-register as soon as you can, and then prepare and start planning to go to the truck show. That's March 24th through the 26th, Louisville, Kentucky, Kentucky Fairgrounds. Like I said, truckingshow.com has got all the information. And then we'll have a booth number 74108. That's over there in the pavilion by the food court in the area that looks like a warehouse. And it's the West Wing. It's over there that's where we'll be. And you can, we'll hope to see you there, but we'll also be at the parking lot, Cardinal Stadium parking lot. And that is over there by the football stadium. And like I said, Google Earth it, check it out, do all your research. You don't want to be, I tell you what, first off, you don't want to get lost. Second off, you don't want other drivers making fun of you because you went in the wrong way or, you know, because they got curbs and they got grass and they got trees and shrubs. They even have gates that have been damaged by other trucks, stuff like that. You know, the last thing I want to do is be the one where all the drivers saw me mess up, you know. And then, like I said, don't go into the convention center where the truck show is taking place unless you plan on paying for parking there. And I do believe that there's a separate entrance for that. So I hope that everybody listening to this show investigates that as well, if they plan on using those facilities, because it's not the main entrance you go in. There's a second entrance around the side on the other road. We'll get some more details about that, hopefully, and get them out to you too. But other than that, let's see, I'm going to go over here and, but that's all right. We're going to close it out with our good friend Dave Gore, and that's a great hit, Southern Red, White, and Blue. Great tune, and we appreciate everybody listening along. Like I said, go check out our YouTube channel. That's been a great success for us. We appreciate everybody checking us out there. We're on YouTube Live every Sunday evening. We're also on Facebook Live as well. And like I said, redneckandeyes.com. Call in 516-387-1733, 7 o'clock Sunday evening. And y'all have a good week out there, everybody, and stay safe. Stay successful. And we'll see you out there on the road.
But somewhere somebody decided that wasn't right. Now the bad guys run free in the street, while the good guys pay the price. They say people don't kill people, guns and rebel flags do. We can't speak of Jesus, how dare we ever speak the truth. Southern red, white, and blue, till the day that I die. These days, it's hard to find a line between right and wrong. With the past erased and rewritten, we don't understand where we came from. We'll be doomed to repeat those mistakes unless we tell that story right. 'Cause there's no way around the truth, no matter how hard you try. They say people don't kill people, but guns and rebel flags do. And you can't speak of Jesus, 'cause how dare we ever speak the truth. To offend you, but I'll always stand up for what's right. And I'll fly at Southern red, white, and blue till the day that I die. Used to, justice was served on a roll.